Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
As soon as we unload some dead weight,
we'll really get this show off the ground. The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tomorrow is the culmination of everything that we've been working for in the last year.
Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's kind of our new year.
It is our new year. Yeah.
And Todd knew.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I know today's the first day of February, but that's right, it's tomorrow. Looking forward to Punxsutawney Phil.
Yep, Tyler and I used to make the trek to Punxsutawney every
all the time.
What a celebration.
Yep, never been. Yeah. Actually, never been.
How far out of Pittsburgh is that?
Don't know. I really don't.
Now, Todd, do you open up your presents on Groundhog Day Eve?
Nope.
Or you wait till tomorrow morning?
I do most of mine on Eve.
We wait till we get to Punxsutawney and we exchange the gifts there.
Yeah.
And guess what you can see on AMC tomorrow all day long?
Oh, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Which is a great movie. If you've never seen it, don't watch it again.
It's worth one watch.
It's not bad.
No, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. But I'm just saying, I'm telling people that have never seen it, go watch it because it's a good movie.
Yeah, and it'll teach you how to be a better man.
No, that's as good as it gets.
It worked
that's
on me.
Another one, yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
It's about 80 miles outside of Pittsburgh.
All right.
The Punxsutawney.
Which way?
North and east.
All right.
Prosecutors are weighing possible child pornography charges against the Wiener.
Oh,
former Congressman Anthony Wiener. I forgot to mention that to you.
I got the Wiener for you, Craig.
Thank you.
All right.
Who's got the documentary on Wiener that's running on pay cable now?
Skinamax. That's not a documentary.
Who's got the documentary on Wiener?
It's a mockumentary.
It is. No, it's a real documentary.
Yeah.
And they
called,
couldn't
this
believe
it. This isn't Anthony Wiener.
Right. Yeah. I've seen it. It's parts of it, anyway. And it's pretty interesting.
I don't want to see your Wiener.
I know John Paul.
Just the way he pissed it all away. Amazing.
It is.
Yeah, because I used to watch him on all those talk shows a lot. I mean, he was actually a rising star in the Democratic Party, and then he just can't control his wiener.
He could have been mayor of New York City.
Even after the first go-round.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. He was trying to get back in.
Yeah, when he got kicked out.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
Kind of felt sorry for him and his little wiener. Kind of felt sorry for him and his little wiener.
You type in wiener, there's a lot of wieners in here. There's a lot of wieners in here. And I'll play some for
and
you.
Most of
please
them,
do.
Some of them aren't in the computer.
Yeah, hang on.
Love the wiener.
All right. Okay. I think that was me, right? All right.
So did he have what you'd call a sex addiction, or was it more validation issues?
Wiener's cool. All right.
It's got to be validation.
Yeah. Yarn, not enough.
Apparently, I say wiener more than anybody looks like. So maybe we won't play a lot of.
Oh, we need at least one more, don't we?
Okay, I got one more here. apparently. I'm looking for Petey, Craig, and nobody's saying wiener except for Todd said it once, and I said it looks like 14 times.
Both wieners rock.
Oh, that's me and Craig coming up here. This is a combo. I'm not sure what this is from the past, but we'll look this up. Oh, I just took out the wiener.
Don't.
I remember that one. Don't.
You hear him pleading.
Don't. Oh, I got one more with Craig on here. Just Craig. Let's see what this one is.
68 wieners in 10 minutes.
All right, you won. I think Puss had about 40 that day.
Yeah, that's about the pace of that Italian's porn star that we talked about the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
So what about wiener?
So the wiener allegedly sexted with an underage girl in North Carolina. He's been investigated by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. The Wall Street Journal reports that the lawyers for the wiener have been meeting with officials to try to dissuade them from bringing charges or at least to minimize them.
Now, what was she, like 17?
15, maybe.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
The most serious charge carries a 15-year mandatory prison sentence.
Now, I'm sure you've probably given us all the information that you know, but
that I remember.
Did she make contact with him first, or did he reach out to try to find her somehow?
Originally, that is less important because it started off reasonably innocuous, and then he kind of turned it more flirty than it should have been.
So it was he that turned the conversation.
I'm interested in politics.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'm interested in politics. Here's my wiener. Right, one of those things. That's pretty much what it was.
And you wonder why you have all the clips.
I just took out the wiener.
Don't.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Is it?
I guess at least I'm pitching there.
Because you do sound sad.
I know.
It's like, don't.
Don't. Researchers at the University of Glasgow say that they've studied the psychological and behavioral effects that different genres of music have on canines at a shelter. After playing different types of music for the dogs, researchers found that the animals' behavior changed most positively when they were listening to reggae.
Gangsta rap.
Reggae?
Reggae and soft rock.
In the moment.
So if you
to a lesser extent.
If you crank some hard metal, they probably don't like that.
Probably get a little nuts. Agitated.
Yeah, probably a little agitated, right? Yeah.
Or Kenny G.
Yeah. What are your dogs like, Todd?
I like to watch TV.
Okay.
There's a couple of them that really like to watch TV.
They don't enjoy any Bob Marley, man. Yeah.
You probably don't put on much Bob Marley for the dogs.
You should, man. Dogs dig Marley.
I put music on from time to time. I never noticed their reaction.
Yeah, me neither.
But I'll try to pay closer attention next time.
They don't pay attention to anything.
It's impossible to be unhappy when Bob Marley's on.
I think you're right, man.
You know? That's happy music.
It is happy music.
It's protest music in a lot of sense.
True. Yeah.
The other day when we
were... But the beat is happy.
...discussing great pedophile songs, I had to go to iTunes and download Benny Mardones' Into the Night. Because I like that song.
Yeah.
And there's also an acoustic version available, which was pretty good.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I downloaded them both, and I did not notice any dog reaction, positive or negative, to Benny Mardones' Into the Night.
Yeah, but you were into the song yourself.
Yeah.
You might not have been able to notice.
No, I was too wrapped up in the music.
You're just singing out. She's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Leave her alone.
They say. Well, the cops say.
Yeah, the laws.
The state statutes say, leave her alone.
They say. But it's more romantic than the state statutes.
She's separated by fools.
She is.
Who don't know what love is yet.
Damn right.
There you go. So, what are you going
to
do?
So, Wiener probably danced that song with his shirt off on the internet. You know?
I've got a song I want to play.
Check it out.
You know this one?
We'll talk politics soon enough. You know Benny Mardones? Yeah, check it out.
Now, we to us, that song is very familiar.
There's a line in it, she's just 16 years old, leave her alone, they say.
That's the first line.
There was a ton of music from the late 60s and early 70s that involved grown men and young girls that now would be creepy, but at the time, they were great songs.
Yeah, that
in the 80s.
Even in the 80s, too, you're right. Oh, yeah.
That
was an 80s song, you're right.
Yeah. Seems to have disappeared from music today.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I hear Jared's working on an album in prison, though.
All the good pedophile riffs tapes have already been written.
That's true.
A Nebraska lawmaker believes that the Cornhusker State needs a new state flag. Senator Burke Haar of Omaha says lawmakers should create a task force to determine if the state should design a new flag.
Yeah.
He said the state flag recently flew upside down over the state capitol building for 10 days and no one noticed.
just a big circle.
I'm guessing you could say that about most state flags.
Upside down, you might not know the difference. Usually just an emblem in the middle, and you're right, so who knows what it is.
Right, it's blue and there's some kind of seal.
Well, this was a circle. So you're right. A circle can be turned upside down.
I don't know if anybody has.
I don't even know what it looks like.
I don't know if anybody has a cool looking state flag.
I think we need one with a picture of Pete Ricketts' dumb face.
No.
Just Colorado's is recognizable. Like when I see,
I know what my home state's flag looks like because I grew up looking at it because he was one of the season schools.
Is it blue with a seal?
Yeah, but it's a seal that you would know it was upside down. But it's not a circle. But even then, it's still nobody cares. And I know a task force is a good idea, though.
I'm pretty sure.
Jesus Christ.
North Dakota.
By the way, I see a lot of letters to the editor in the local rag about this particular story. I'm thinking, get a life.
Yo. North Dakota's
is blue.
Should
be a contest for kids.
With a seal.
Huh. It makes me wonder if, you know, that flag was upside down for 10 days.
Right.
Was there somebody trapped in the building? Like, that was their isn't that the international distress signal? And somebody was down there.
As long as Pete
Ricketts'
dumb face is in charge, we should leave it upside down.
Right.
For 10 days.
Leave it upside down. We're all trapped under Pete Ricketts' dumb face.
Somebody finally found him after 10 days.
If you live
days.
In Omaha, if you don't, you're safe. Or you're a Cub fan, you're not that safe. But, you know, he owns a Cub.
Hawaii's is a little different. It looks like a British flag.
Oh, okay.
To honor the friendship that Hawaii has with the British. I didn't know they were pals.
Yeah,
fun with flags with Todd and the dude from
Sheldon.
Sheldon, yeah. You watch that later on. From Big Bang, he does fun with flags.
Yeah. I'm amused by that.
I know, so am I, actually.
A gentleman out of California considers himself lucky. You may not consider him so lucky. Georgie Carpakin discovered that a tree had fallen and landed on his truck in the parking lot of Sacramento City College. You know, they've had a lot of rain, a lot of weather there.
Santa Ana winds coming.
And at the Sacramento City College, a tree fell over and landed on his truck. So he couldn't drive that home.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a ride home. And finds that another tree at his house had collapsed on two cars in front of his home, including his other car.
Man, stuck at Jesus.
What do you ever do to trees?
Man.
That sucks. Somebody's got to go forward and donate a car to that dude.
Well, he says he's lucky. He says
he's struck by lightning twice, basically.
He says he's got insurance and everything. Insurance is taking care of everything.
Yeah.
And he did say he went ahead and bought a lottery ticket that day and it didn't win.
Yeah.
You think when his insurance agent got the second call, he went, really?
Really, dude?
Really?
Transcripts of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire shows are available by typing everything we say. After 5 minutes, you won't want one. Trust us.